You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, we have talked before on the show on how to have a good relationship with others, but today we're actually going to focus on communicating with ourselves and fostering a good relationship with ourselves. And joining us for another Off The Mat chat is Dawn Blizzard from Pathway Yoga. It is lovely to have you back on the show, Dawn.
Always a pleasure. I love having our little chats.
Me too. So I think, as always, we should start with the yoga aspect of this, because this is where your expertise really comes in. So what do the sutras say about, I guess, first steps or how to approach communicating with ourselves?
The main thing they talk about is speaking the truth, which is one aspect of it. And the other aspect comes from Yoga Sutra 324, which talks about friendliness. So friendliness in the whole is not just friendliness to others, but friendliness to yourself, and creating this space, this world that you want to live in. So what you put out into the world, you receive back.
And I guess that's something that people often forget, is you get so focused on the external world around us and the people around us that we sometimes forget that what we put into ourselves really impacts how we are in this world.
Because the tongue is a weapon, so it can pierce your heart, it can leave scars, but it has no bone in it. The way that you speak, the way that you communicate, I've said it before, like, you're colouring the world, you're putting that energy out there. So if you repeat, either verbally or internally, I am silly, I am silly, I am silly, well, that's the energy that you're putting out there. So you can create that world by the way that you speak to yourself.
I guess that's why you see it's becoming a bit more common doing morning affirmations or even evening affirmations, where you can often feel a bit silly saying statements. Let's give an example, like, I do a good job at my work. If you're in a work environment and maybe you feel like you're new, you're still learning and you're stressed, you often will send something off and you might follow it, oh, but don't worry if it's not right, I can fix it. Rather than just sending something you've been working off and saying, like, here it is, let me know what you think, and just leaving it at that. But sometimes adding those little quips, it makes you feel even more insecure, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I am worth love. I am proud of myself. I am worth enough. I am proud of myself. I am whatever. And it doesn't have to be out loud, you know, just as you're closing your eyes and, you know, getting into bed at night and it's like, I'm proud of what I've done today. You know, it's how often do we say that? How often do we repeat to ourselves, you know, I'm a failure, I'm this, I'm that. Before I come on to speak to you, I come upstairs, I come into the space that I was going to be holding this with you today. I laid down, I covered my eyes, I just breathed for a few moments, got myself together, and I'm coming on with you just for a nice chat. The more you put yourself down, the more you do that. And if that does happen, if the nerves come in and you start thinking things like, oh, what, you know, what do I have? What do people want to learn from me? These are the things that do come up in my mind about myself. I change that and just say, I will do the best that I can. I will speak my truth.
I feel like with words of affirmation, it's often a bit of, you have to take on an attitude that you fake it until you make it. And I know it's very cheesy, but sometimes the more you practice affirmation, the more you practice it quietly internally, or maybe sometimes you do speak it out loud, the easier it becomes. And it becomes more of a habit as well to focus on the positive. And I know gratitude doing gratitude journaling is a really good practice for this, because it forces you to focus on the positives in your life rather than the negatives, because the reality is the negatives are often more memorable than all the things that went well, and we tend to nitpick them to a point where we think that they define us in our day. And sometimes it's so difficult to get out of that mindset, especially when it comes to criticizing yourself.
Well, when we spoke about habits and how habits form us, this leads on to that, because no matter what you do in your life and how many times you do something good, like you might pass an exam or whatever, if you're always not liking yourself, always putting yourself down, no matter what you do in your life, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to find happiness. You're always going to keep critiquing yourself. So you have to work out to actually liking yourself, not even using the word loving yourself, but actually liking yourself, and find out where that comes from, and looking, spending time with yourself, either through meditation, going for walks, whatever, you know, taking the headphones off, just being with yourself, spending time with yourself, and liking yourself enough to give yourself that time. We're always, oh, I just quickly put my headphones on and listen to this podcast. I just quickly do this. We're constantly feeding the brain rather than just being. Just being.
I feel like sometimes we take in so much information in our day, but the reality is our brain is not built to have so much stimuli, so much information, so much random information. If we don't actually let it process things in a quiet state, I feel like that's when you really get lost in who you are and what you're feeling. You almost become numb because you're constantly exposing yourself to stimuli, other stimuli, whether it's constantly, as you said, listening to a podcast, or, you know, always having music on in your headphones, never being comfortable with sitting with yourself and with your own voice in your head.
The first hour and the last hour of the day is the closest to our natural consciousness, literally the most important time of the day, where we can just be closer to our natural state. As soon as you get up in the morning, you'll constantly grab your phone, you know, again, like creating them good habits, you know, and the last thing at night is like, we don't want to be overstimulating. We just want to be able to be with ourselves. And that's the problem. If you're not liking yourself, why do you want to spend time with yourself? And this is the thing, we're never going to be really content. And that's one of the things in yoga, we're trying to get back to our natural state and just being content with what we've got, unless we try and change them voices that are in our heads. And then voices might have come from comparing ourselves to others. I said that to you the other day. The best thing we can do is stop comparing ourselves to other people, because we're not that other person. Be happy with the body that we've got, the life that we've got, because we're really privileged to have this life and this body. We can work on ourselves to be the best version of us, not the best version of whoever, because we're not that person.
And it doesn't mean that if we found ourselves in the other person's shoes that we actually would find happiness. We were chatting a little bit offline and you sent me a very lovely quote. I guess it's a variant of the comparison is the thief of joy. And I think the one you sent me was, comparison is an act of violence against the self, which I thought was very hard hitting.
Because we've not walked in that person's shoes. We've not had their life. We don't know their struggles. So if, using myself, if I keep scrolling online and looking at other yoga teachers, you know, what they're wearing, how their hair is, what their figures are like, but I'm not that person, you know. So, and if jealousy or Oh God, she's, that person's already, they've got their own yoga studio. They've got, they're not in my shoes. They've not got my battles. They've not got my upbringing. So it's better to be having small goals for me, for my life, rather than keep looking. And if I want to look, send that person love and blessings and be happy for the achievements they've made. Not jealous, not judging, not criticizing, only sending love and blessings, not hating. And I want to be like that. Why can't I be like that? So you're putting all that energy out there rather than spending time with you and working on your small goals of your life to achieve.
Well, we covered quite a bit of ground there. We were talking a little bit about finding our truth, like observing ourselves, having a look at ourselves internally, sitting with our emotions, maybe incorporating some practice habits to change how we talk about ourselves or how we think about ourselves. So whether that's through gratitude or our affirmation. And then you obviously mentioned there stopping comparison. I feel like that's a really big one. But is there anything that we can do in our practice of yoga, like any postures or poses you would recommend, or anything that we could maybe incorporate into yoga to help us?
Twisting's really good because it's wringing out any toxins. But a really nice one as well is called a fish pose, and you can do it in a really nice way that you can have like think of a T, and the you could lay on a block or a pillow which goes to the back of the head, and the other block is the leg of a T. What goes between your shoulder blades, so you can lay over it. And that opens up the heart, but opens up the throat chakra, because our throat is where the speech comes from. Or you can even lay over one block or a cushion between the shoulder blades and allow the head to drop back onto the floor if you haven't got any neck issues. And this just allows the throat to open, and this is flushing out the breath and the speech and the way we communicate. The other one is called a lion's breath, where you literally drop your jaw, drop your tongue out, and you're and you press the breath straight out with your tongue hanging out. It's a really attractive one. And that again is just really getting that throat open.
I was just having a mental image for the lion's breath one.
It's really good. If you look up lion's breath, it's a bit hard to explain over the radio, but you kind of sit and you open up your knees and you really lean forward. But just even if you just sit on the floor, open up the mouth, allow the jaw to drop, stick the tongue out, and really take it out. So it's really working on that throat element.
And with the first pose you suggested there, what is there a breathing pattern you would recommend? Maybe four in, hold for a couple seconds, a few seconds out.
I mean, if you were going to do the fish pose, just really drawing in and focusing on that throat ailment, breathing, as you say, maybe for a count of five, just start off with, breathe in, breathe out, really slow the breath down. So things like that is really good, trying to get the throat to open. But just thinking about how you communicate with others and how you communicate with yourself is the biggest point. What you put out there, you will receive back.
Well, I think Dawn, on that really strong final point there for me, I think we'll wrap up our conversation. But as always, you have so many resources online. So if we wanted to keep up to date with what you're doing or maybe get in touch and ask some questions, where can we find you?
Pathway Yoga is my YouTube channel, or even just put in Dawn Blizzard.
Fantastic. And you're on a few social media platforms, I think,
Yes, I am.
Instagram, Facebook.
Yep, Pathway Yoga, Dawn Blizzard. So you can find me on any of them.
Fantastic. Well, Dawn, as always, it's been our pleasure to have you on the Happy Hour.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.